It's Hug Your Boss Day today.
Oh, really?
Mm. Great.
There's another hug I've got to give.
Hang on.
You know I'm not a hugger.
Why aren't you a hugger?
I don't know. I find it awkward and weird. Like, how long is too long to hug someone?
Well, you just go in and say, hey, how are you? Pat, 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 and then that's a hug. Do you know human connection and human touch? People are craving for these days because of the whole COVID thing.
Not everybody. Maybe just you, because you're a hugger.
No, not at all. No, there's a lot of people who like, there's two types of people in the world.
Yep.
People who, when you say, hi, how are you, hug.
Yeah.
I even hug people I don't really know that well.
You'll hug an inanimate mannequin in Target. That's what you'll do. You will hug just about anything under the sun.
There are lots of huggers, though. There are lots and lots of huggers.
Yeah, see, I don't know if there's that many anymore. Like, during COVID, I think everyone's realised that, no, we don't need the hugs.
I think people miss it more. 1-3-3-5-3. Do you hug somebody, do you hug your boss?
Well, I'm going to have to give one now, aren't I?
Yes. Do you hug people you don't know? Are you a hugger, or do you, like, try and steer away from hugging people altogether?
All right, 1-3-3-5-3. Let's take this poll, and you'll be pleasantly surprised that there's not as many huggers as you believe there is. Many people just don't like hugging. It's awkward, especially those people you don't know.
But how is it awkward, though?
Because you don't know them. Or you don't know them enough. Like, even some family members I don't really like hugging.
That surprises me. Okay. 1-3-3-5-3. Oh, you're calling now. All right, we'll take your calls up in just a second. Please be huggers. I don't feel like losing a fight this morning.
No. Just don't hug.
It's world or national, maybe statewide, maybe just Mackay. Hug Your Boss Day today.
Okay. Who came up with this crap? Honestly.
It's actually a thing. I didn't make it up. It's if you search for today's day,
yeah,
and it says what the date is, and it says today is National Hug Your Boss Day.
Okay, so hug the boss. Okay. If I have to. I'm not a hugger.
I don't understand this. You've come around here on a Monday morning usually and say, right, here we go, where's your hug for the day?
Yeah, but that's because you're delicate like a flower.
Oh, my God, I am not. We want to know, 1-3-3-5-3, do you hug or do you not hug?
To Gargett, Raylene, are you a hugger or not?
I'm definitely a hugger.
Yeah.
Why?
Love it. But not random.
Okay, so you wouldn't go up to a complete stranger and say, hey, here's a hug?
No. No.
But I think, do you find, Raylene, that hugs, like, break down barriers? And I think some people just, like, crave to have that human touch, and especially when we've got COVID and uncertain days like we've got at the moment.
Look, I think it's a great connection with people that you know. Mm. That hug just sometimes lifts people's days.
Yep, I'm with you. I'm with you.
No, thanks.
I thought you said you'd be surprised. 1-3-3-5-3. Do you hug people or do you steer away from it?
Ruben in Blacks Beach, are you a hugger?
Yes, and that's why you're single.
No, no, it's got nothing to do with it whatsoever, Ruben.
That's what you say. No. I'm indifferent.
I think hug does break down a lot of barriers, and it breaks the ice, and I think it shows people that you love and care, you know?
Okay, Ruben, here's a question for you. Would you go up to someone, like, if you're there with the missus, and they know that person, and they hug them, and then you go in for the hug? Is that what you do?
No, I don't do that. If I know somebody, if you say hello to them and you see somebody that you know, that yes, I would go in for a hug, but not a complete stranger.
Yeah. Like if
you that way you might shake your hand, and if you get to know them a bit better, well then yeah, you might later on, but you wouldn't just do it out of the blue.
Yeah, exactly right. I think that becomes a bit of a line there.
I don't know. You'd go for it.
1-3-3-5-3 to Shoal Point. Philippa, hello.
Hi.
Now, do you hug people?
I used to, but not anymore.
So you've come to your senses,
because
right?
Because of COVID?
No. I don't know why. When I got older, it was uncomfortable and awkward
to hug
people.
You're right. I don't want to get old then.
No.
I prefer
Philippa, you've been a non-hugger. That's okay.
But I hug my kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
a different story.
That's absolutely a given. But how did you turn people away from that you would normally hug before? How did you tell them, I don't want to hug you anymore?
My friends just force a hug.
That's when you put the hand out and you say, nope.
I do that to, thank you for your call too. I do that to my friend Megan.
Oh, really?
Oh, she hates hugging, but I purposely hug her every time.
Yeah, I'm the same. Megan, you be you.
I mean, she, like, reluctantly does do the huggy thing, but she totally is not a hugger.
No,
she's
look,
just a huggable person, though. Morning, Megan.
You could take that two ways.
No, she is. She's like, no, no, she's, no. She's just a hugger, like... She's just one of these people I just want
keep
to go,
digging.
Oh,
just keep
here.
Digging.
Anyway.
Go to our Facebook page. Let us know. Are you a hugger or not?
On this world, hug your day. Sorry, hug your boss day today. And Mark from North Mackay News just said, what about social distancing?
Good point. Thank you, Mark.
You're never going to use that as an excuse now not to hug your boss.